Thank you. We want to do a song that was written by Mike Craver, that's him playing the piano, and also Tommy Thompson, who's our banjo player, and yours too, I guess, if you want him.
I'm for sale.
He's easy. This is a kind of an unfortunate experience, and we hope that it never happens to you, although one time, personally, if I could be allowed to relate a short incident, I ordered a fish dinner in a small town in eastern Pennsylvania, not central, and when I ate my fish dinner, I found it was kind of cool towards the middle, so I looked, and sure enough, I had gotten a double portion and also the cardboard that separated the two, and it was good, and Bill Hicks was our fiddler then, and he threw his steak on the floor, and we're never sure why, and that was the last trip you ever took with us, in the but
he tried to cut it with a knife, and it bit
back.
Yeah,
just kind of jumped out, and the waitress came over and said, what'd you put your steak on the floor for? And I don't know. Anyway, this is a song about a restaurant, and it kind of reminds me of that place, and it's called A Merchant's Lunch.
I took a walk.
He was walking up and down Broadway.
I was looking.
Had an eye out for a swell cafe.
I was hungry.
He was standing for a bite to munch.
I found a spot.
He took a table at the Merchant's Lunch.
Oh, the Merchant's Lunch. It was an ocean of gloom.
It looked like half past midnight in the afternoon.
Down by the bar,
a red-faced manager was pouring suds
for the boys.
Trailways, cowboys, and their goodwill duds.
And the girl,
a rider pedal pushing pinball queen.
Chewing gum
and sweaty combat at the wizard machine.
But the queen of them all, looking big as a fort,
was Broadway Brenda and her derelict court.
Ordered the blue plate special and peered out through the room to see what class of citizens inhabited this gloom. And the happiest visages I saw were innocent of cheer, though mirthless laughter filled the air, inspired by wine and beer. Accidents of fortune's careless aim. Broadway Brenda rose upon her queen size 6 foot frame. Turned away to shun her eyes, but I knew it was too late. When a hand fell on my shoulder as my gaze fell on my plate, I looked her up and over,
and she did the same to me.
Her teeth were green,
as green as garden peas.
She shaped her hair
with dishpan fingertips.
An earthquake of excitement
shook her crack a toe and hips.
Her hands went to her bosom, a hush fell on the crew.
And an acre of Brenda lay exposed to view.
These fevered words she whispered
as he gazed upon the scene.
It's the custom here at Merchant's Lunch
to entertain the queen.
I grabbed my hat,
and in an instant he was on his feet.
I was sober as a judge
down at the county seat.
He kept his diesel up to 80, went past Baton Rouge,
made it back to Beaumont for the evening news.
Thousands in tax.
He's gonna keep it in Texas. And
even for snacks.
He's a driving fool.
The interstate belongs to me, but I'm never going back.
Into the state of Tennessee.
Oh, the Merchant's Lunch. You was an ocean of gloom.
It looked like half past midnight in the afternoon.
Thank you.